Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Why are there so many Christian denominations? And could the teachings of Jesus actually bring them together instead of dividing them? In this thought-provoking episode of This Week in America, author Lenville E. Hale discusses his book, The Divided Christ, an exploration of the divisions that have developed within Christianity over the centuries. Drawing from decades of personal study, church involvement, and a lifelong search for biblical truth, he examines questions surrounding the purpose of Christ's ministry, the differences between Christian traditions, and the challenges believers face when seeking spiritual understanding. Written in a personal and conversational style, The Divided Christ chronicles his journey through various Christian denominations, while encouraging readers to examine Scripture for themselves and draw their own conclusions. His passion for understanding the Bible has led him to explore the origins of Christian teachings and the search for unity among believers. And he's our guest on today's This Week in America, Lenville Hale. Len, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
It's a fascinating... I've really been looking forward to this. It's a fascinating topic. I love what you've done. I love the presentation of the book, The Divided Christ. Let's start a little bit about yourself. What's your background? Where did this come from?
It came from my learnings of my life itself, with the background that I've had, religious teachings, problems, various things like that. So when you ask where it come from my personal experience.
That's interesting, and we'll talk about what you went through, so many people go through, and you were able to do research and put this together. I'd like to talk for a second about when you develop the style as a writer, because you take something that can be very complex, and you break it down in a very simple, conversational manner. What inspired you to become a writer?
That's a good question. I think mostly because of what I went through at a younger time, looking at the differences between different teachings, biblical teachings. I saw confusion. I wanted to document it on paper so that others could read it. So I put it in book form. My intention was, as I said, to try to pull the divisions of different assemblies together so that there's no big gaps between them, and trying to reach the real understanding of what they're trying to communicate.
You've done an excellent job in doing that. The book is The Divided Christ. The guest is Lenville E. Hale. The book is available wherever books are sold. We've got the Amazon site that you can link onto by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Len, you spent decades studying Scripture, exploring different Christian denominations. Was there a specific moment or experience that made you realize the divisions within Christianity were significant enough to inspire you to write this book, The Divided Christ? Was there a moment or what really decided, made the decision for you to go ahead and you need to write this book?
Well, as I've said, I had looked at several different assemblies and seen the differences between the two. And one night, I looked up at the sky and looked at the stars, and I asked the question, why are there so many different understandings amongst the people that claim they are serving or learning the Creator himself, trying to figure out what he has left to mankind as instructions of what we're supposed to do. I decided to try to put down the information that I had obtained over the period of years, put it in written form, so that I could, the hope was to be able to produce the book so that other people could ask the questions that I was familiar with in the different denominations, and the hope was to pull the gap closer together so that they were more inclined, I guess, to
yes.
study more.
It's amazing the number of denominations. I was looking, and in the World Christian Encyclopedia for 2025, worldwide, over 50,000 Christian denominations. I mean, it's incredible. You mentioned that. I thought, I wonder how many there are. And it's a sort of a rough guess, but it's in the 50,000 category, with thousands of Bible versions, translations worldwide, 2,400 different languages. In English alone, over 60 widely recognized versions. There really is a problem there for a lot of people, isn't there, in trying to figure out what is the right interpretation? How should I be leading my life? What are the instructions that I should follow?
Well, that's the real problem, because what has happened over a period of time, people have tried to understand what the Creator has left the instructions for mankind, and they've allowed their opinions to make changes so that, as you're saying, we have developed tremendous number of assemblies all differently. But the whole purpose, of course, is trying to gather the people together, because you can have a Baptist or you can have an Assembly of God, and they don't even talk to each other, basically. And if there's a way, putting it in book form, that one could show these differences, the hopes was to bring them closer together to make a oneness so that they come to understand fully what the Creator has left for mankind. And in that process, of course, we have the Sabbath teachings versus the Sunday teachings, which are totally different. Even though we claim to be a Christian nation, we have allowed opinions to change the teachings, even especially to the young people, so that they really don't know what's going on. And most of the people have learned from just simply handing down information. So the desire, of course, like I said, the desire is to try to put it in written form, that discussions, hopefully, good intent to
yes.
try to learn what has really been said by the Creator himself.
So many people... I'm sorry, go ahead, finish your thought.
Well, as I was saying, these differences of opinions has really caused the separation between the Sabbath and the first day of the week groups. So the hope, again, is to try to pull together the people so that they can become in harmony with the full directions that the Creator left for mankind.
You had questions like so many people do, but the difference is you went and did the research. You put all of this together. It's in the book, The Divided Christ, that you'll find wherever books are sold, the Amazon link, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You did the research, you're presenting it, and you encourage people to read it and then make up their own minds, but they've got information in front of them. What makes this book different from others on the same topic? Is it that aspect that you did the research and you're laying it out there for us to form our own conclusions?
The difference between this topic is generally people, they actually believe that the Creator's Son, I'll put it that way, which we call Jesus or Yeshua, has given his life for the sins of mankind. And most of the people think that because that he has given his life for the sins of mankind, then all their sins are forgiven. They even have an attitude that, well, I can't do anything wrong because he's died for our sins itself. What I've tried to understand is, and I believe that it's true, that he did die for the sins of mankind, that the assumption that people have, or most, a lot of people have, is that he's forgiven all the sins that man has done. But what he has actually done, in my understanding, is he has given his life so that a person could obtain eternal life itself. But it's a free thing. The Creator said it's free, the gift of eternal life. But there is something that one has to do in order to obtain that. I use examples of one getting a free tank of gasoline, free. But the person has to reach in and pick up the nozzle to put it into the tank of the car to fill up that gas, even though it's free, but they must do something in order to obtain that life eternal. And so that is a free gift that the Creator's Son died for. And in order to obtain that, they have to learn the messages and the instruction, the things that the Creator Himself laid down for man to hold on to and to learn. So it's taken away the misunderstanding of what actually that Jesus or Yeshua died for.
That's in the book, The Divided Christ, by our guest on the program, Linville E. Hale, book available at Amazon. The usual places, a link to Amazon on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk what you discovered, some of your thoughts after doing the research on this topic. In all your years of studying different Christian denominations, what was the single biggest misconception or misunderstanding about Jesus that surprised you the most? And obviously the one you just mentioned would fit into that category. What are several of the misconceptions that surprised you the most?
Well, actually, the thing that surprises me is, as we look on my book, the picture that's on the book showing different phases that Yeshua or Jesus was hanging on a cross, and the opinions that people have formed in, on, such as, you know, whether he had long hair, short hair, whether he was stabbed with a spear, or the stakes were nailed in his hands on a cross or on a beam. All these things are opinions. The main thing that I wanted to get out of that is these are opinions, but the fact, the main fact, is that he gave his life as a way to have a person obtain a life eternal. He sacrificed himself for that purpose. And that's the main leading of what was taking place.
What do you hope happens after someone finishes reading the last chapter of The Divided Christ? There is so much there. What do you hope is the main thought that sticks with them that might be life-changing for them?
I'm hoping that they, as I would say, do not take the gamble that you are on the right track. You must look and you must investigate to make sure, in the best that you can do, that his instructions, the Creator's instructions that were laid down to mankind, are being fulfilled, that they're being applied to. And that will change your life right there in itself. That's the most important thing that I hope that they will learn from the reading of the book and the information that I have supplied.
The book is The Divided Christ. Our guest is the author, Linville E. Hale. A link to his Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Len, do you expect your book to spark discussion or controversy or both? What do you think the response will be?
I really think it's going to be both. Hopefully, most discussion. I'm sure there will be a little difference of opinions on one side, but hopefully it's the desire to learn what is being left for mankind, the instructions of the Creator. So that's what I'm hoping for.
With all of the research and the study that you've done, if you could tell Christians from every denomination one thing that would bring them closer together, what would it be? What would it take? What message would you have to try to unify some of these different denominations?
I would hope that they would read what I've written down, and I would hope that they would investigate what is there, the instructions that the Creator left, and I would hope that they would put away the differences between one assembly to another assembly and try to bring themselves together to be able to form and understand the Sabbath and the Sunday division, because that is the main thing as to why I wrote the book, is the division between the assemblies itself. So that's my hopes, that they will be able to look forward to bring everything together and become in unity. Because right now, as I understand, and that Yeshua has said, that a Christ divided, or a home that's divided, will go to ruin. Divided Christ or any other thing that's pinning against itself will go to ruin. He has a scripture of that one would be wise to remember.
Interesting, because talk about divided. We've got tens of thousands of different denominations out there. And as you mentioned, some of them led by opinions rather than what they've read in the Bible, what has been handed down. Let's talk about your research for a few seconds here at the few minutes here at the end of the program. Were there any surprises? What did you find in your research? Were there things that surprised you, maybe enhanced your religious meaning, and maybe things that strengthened your faith? What was it like for you to do this research? What impact did it have on you?
The main impact that it had on me was trying to learn, as I said, trying to learn the full distance from, as we talk now, we have the Creator himself, the Old Testament, and then we have Israel that's a step down, and then we have the Jewish religion that is stepped down again. All three of them is different segments of time, but the whole running length from the beginning of the Creator down through to where we are today has one chain, as I would use the word, a chain that binds them together, even though it's different segments of time. But the same rules follow the same dispensation of time itself and has not changed. So that's one of the main things that I have learned. He is from the beginning and into the day's time itself without major changes itself. The laws and the commandments that he has given are still in total force amongst all three phases of history into the Jewish time right now. That, and then this actions between the Sunday groups and the Sabbath groups is why that I wrote the book, The Divided Christ, because these two sections are different totally than the Creator's lineage itself. So that's, they are divided. And that's basically what I share and understand.
Sometimes there are questions and we don't want to ask them for fear of what the answer is going to be. What's one question about Christianity that people may be in that category afraid to ask, but absolutely should ask? Is there anything you feel that they need to ask and maybe they're hesitant in doing it?
I would say that they are hesitant in doing it because they have not actually learned what it is they're supposed to be adhering to. And they are afraid, or they've made themselves not fear that they're doing something incorrectly.
Yes.
And so that is one of the reasons, like I said, one of the reasons that I was trying to point out these differences so that they might become aware that they had learned something differently than what it really should be. But it also causes them to hold off or back off out of fear of either affecting someone else, and it makes major feelings that other people will look at them differently. That's what they got to get over with. That's the main problem, I think.
Who would benefit most from reading The Divided Christ? Who did you have in mind, and who would benefit most?
Those that have come to recognize there is a difference between the teachings of the Sunday day worshipers or the Sabbath day worshipers. There is a major difference because actually in the Sunday worship, it's a totally, different understanding of what the Creator himself left as instructions to us versus the Sabbath instructions, where we went by the Gregorian calendar itself, where we have the months that are named after deities, versus the Sabbath, which is the Creator's own seasons of time. And so that hope is, as I said, that hope is causes some of them to resist making a change because it will cause them to disturb their own families. That breaks away the family relationship itself, because it's hard to go from one understanding to a totally different understanding. And that's the fear that many of them will have. I can't make this change because it destroys my relationship with my families or friends. And that's one of the things that really weighs heavy on my thoughts, that a person has the fear to make a change.
What final message would you like to leave with the audience? The time has gone by so quickly, but how would you sum it up? What would the final message would you like to give to the people listening and watching our conversation?
I say, please don't take the gamble. Listening to so many opinions that are indirect against the Creator's statements that he's made, don't take that gamble, because it will cost you your life at the end of time. That's what I would beg you to do. Check to the best of your ability to come to understand the directions that the Creator has left for mankind.
Linville Hale has been our guest on the program. The name of the book is a Linville E. Hale book, available wherever books are sold. The book is The Divided Christ, a link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That will take you to Len's Amazon page. Len, an excellent job in writing this book, making it understandable, pointing out things that needed to be pointed out, and answers a lot of the questions for so many people. Thank you for taking time to share everything with us on the program today. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure, and I'd like to thank PrimeMix Publishing, the right choice, providing superior publishing needs to help authors on their publishing journey, a one-stop solution, PrimeMixPublishing.com. And you're listening to This Week in America. You can listen on 28 podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, Audible, Google. Also, of course, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and others. And while there, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.